Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Happy New Year. This is Gary Stewart with Conscious Connection. I have a fantastic guest today, Norma T. Hollis, and our show is called Let It Be Me. She's a wonderful motivational speaker. She's a coach. She's an authentic voice doctor, and she works in program development. Plus, she's an author, The 10 Steps to Authenticity and the Process to Become a Professional Speaker. So she's just an incredible woman, and she's been studying human nature for over 30 years, and she's discovered what it takes to make the human spirit thrive. Each person's born with a unique set of gifts and talents, and it represents the human spirit. Most people are happiest when they honor the spirit and align their life path with their natural gifts and talents. Norma's going to share some of her pertinent knowledge she's learned about the human spirit, and we'll all gain some new information and be inspired to be ourselves. Let me get Norma on the line, and thank you for listening to Conscious Connection with Gary Stewart. Hello, Norma.
Hi, Gary. How you doing?
Good, good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and it's going to be a great year, absolutely.
Yes, I am so thrilled to have you on. I just did a little bit of your bio, and I'm intrigued by the title of our show, Let Me Be Me. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, you know, my brand and my whole focus over my life and my purpose is all about authenticity. And authenticity means being the real you. And I've met many people. I do a lot of coaching with people. I work with speakers and healers and others who are trying to make a difference in the world. And the biggest challenge people have sometimes before they can step into their healing responsibility is to be themselves. And I meet a lot of people leaving corporate America, and they're saying, I've been a robot here. I want to be myself. So what I help people do is to find themselves and be themselves and let them be them. Let me be me.
Exactly. That's excellent. So, you know, in all your experience you've had, you've come to some interesting wisdom and knowledge, which I think is fantastic. And every human being listening to Conscious Connection with us today could use this information. So what makes the human spirit thrive? I find that very intriguing.
Oh, well, you know, when the human spirit is enabled to be the human spirit and be itself and not be confined by some other definition of itself, it's able to thrive. What happens, you know, my first career was in early childhood, which is what my training in human nature started with. And what I learned is that when we all come to the planet as young children, we have these gifts and talents that we just express freely, and we're being ourselves. And through our well-meaning parents and teachers and ministers and friends and family and others that impact us as adults, we are sometimes led down paths that the adults think are best for us, but really may not be who we are. It might not represent what's best for us. So coming back to that and allowing your spirit to thrive and be itself, be and live within the gifts and talents that it was gifted is really what it's all about. That's when the human spirit can be the spirit. That's when you meet people who are doing extraordinary things because they've allowed their spirit to guide their life. So that's what I mean by let me be me. Let the spirit guide you.
Absolutely. That's fantastic because I'm finding that empowering attitude just in my own life. Maybe it's because we met or the work that I do as well. But I'm finding we all came with an original incarnational destination or job to do. And I think where I do the family system work, they really veered us off course. Some of my new work, we just did a workshop today with Lynn, and I was talking about self-betrayal. We're almost taught by our family systems to betray who we really are. And what I love about you're getting us behind that so we can just really rediscover our natural gifts and then use them in the world. I just think that's fantastic.
Right. And it's so many forces before we're even 5 years old lead us to deny the spirit, to deny the person that we are, that we're born to be, to deny the gifts and talents. The system, the entire institution of being on planet Earth is designed really to have us come into the robot definition of what humans do, and that's work for other corporations and for other people, when in reality we all come with an assignment, with a purpose, with a destiny. Mm-hmm. And when we become robots, we lose sight of that. So let me be me, and letting the spirit thrive means stepping into who you're supposed to be and doing what it is you were actually sent to the planet to do.
Absolutely.
And feeling confident about doing it, yes.
a lot of people don't have that clarity in. Do you take people through a process or in your coaching to get them to see what's hidden underneath?
Yes, well, I have an assessment that's a result of my 30 years of research, and it looks at 9 areas of energy that represent the human spirit. And when you take this assessment, you're looking at the degree to which you've integrated these 9 energies in your life. How much are they natural? You don't think about them. They just have become you, which means you're allowing your spirit to be itself. And when we find the areas that you're not allowing to that freedom, then we look at those are areas that are blocking your spirit's ability to thrive. And so I have several books of exercises and activities that help people to release that spirit. So if the issue was in your intuition, you're not listening to the voice enough. I have exercises to help you listen more deeply. Maybe you don't even know and are not allowing your gifts and talents to thrive. I have a workbook that helps you look at these are your gifts and talents, and then how are you living within them. So within these 9 energies, you can look at where your spirit is thriving and where it is actually being more robot-like and needs to get more into who it is.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, your books are available for purchase?
Yes, they're on my website, normahollis.com, and when you go to normahollis.com, on the top left, there's a link to take the assessment that I'm just referring to, and on that is my other book. Yeah, the assessment is a complimentary assessment. So at normahollis.com, on the left side, there's a link that says take the authenticity assessment. Take the assessment, and the book is available there as well.
Wow, that's such a wonderful gift for our listeners. I really hope people out there, and I'll post this to social networks so people will get
Thank you.
And whoever listens to the show gets the gift, that's for sure. And what are some of the energies that you've uncovered in the human spirit? Would it just be the things that are blocking us from being the me we can be, or do you find people get bogged down with trauma or things that happened in their life?
Well, they do get bogged down with trauma. I don't address the trauma so much. I look at the 9 energies and see which of the energies are blocking. And sometimes the blockage may be due to a trauma in the past. But the 9 energies are separated into 3 what I call voices, the voices of your spirit. So one is your inner voice. That's the voice that speaks within. One is the outer voice. That's the voice that other people see. And one's the expressive voice, and that's the voice of what you actually do with yourself on the planet. So the inner voice has 3 components to it, and that's the energy of the intuition, the degree to which you listen to that voice and follow that voice that speaks within, the energy of your integrity, which is your value system, the degree to which you know and recognize your values and live by your values, and then the energy of your inspiration and how you are inspired and driven to move forward versus sitting on your can and doing nothing. So a healthy spirit moves forward with the assignment that it's given. Authenticity and being real and letting yourself be me, letting me be me, starts with your inner voice and allowing yourself to listen to that voice, respect it, honor it, and abide by it. And so then the second voice would be the outer voice. And the 3 energies of the outer voice are your net wellness, which is your health and how you take care of yourself, because your spirit cannot thrive if you're not healthy. And then the second is your network, the people around you, your quality and quantity relationships, because likewise your spirit can't thrive if it's around people who are going to bring you down and be negative in your life. And then the third one, I know you can relate to that. You see a lot of that in your work. And then the third one is the net wealth, and that's not just money, but it's abundance and the things that bring you joy. Your spirit wants to be joyful, so understanding what brings you joy is a very important part of that. So that's the inner voice and the outer voice, and authenticity is great when the inner voice and the outer voice give the same message. But it's even stronger, because all of us sometimes know people who say one thing and do another. So they're not really being authentic. The inner voice is saying something, but maybe something, maybe you can't quite tell what's out of sync, but something's out of sync with someone, and sometimes it's because the inner voice, they look one way, but they're actually feeling and believing something else.
Right, right. And so then a red flag goes up, and you don't trust them, but you don't know why.
And you don't know why, exactly. Because they're not really authentic, but you can't figure out, put your finger on it. But a lot of times, that's what it is. And then the third voice then is the expressive voice, and that's who you become and how you live on the planet. And those 3 energies are first legacy, And by legacy, I'm not talking about what you leave, but I'm talking about the legacy that was given to you, the gifts and talents you were born with, right, and how you're using them on the planet. And then it's likability, and that's your personality, and putting your best self forward so that you can bring draw other people to you. And then the final one is lifestyle, and that's what you do on a day-to-day basis and how you structure your life to to allow your spirit to thrive and do its thing within a certain lifestyle, within a certain structure. So we look at how each person lives within those nine energies and how they're integrated, and we can look at the where your scores are lowest, where you're not integrated, and actually give you some coaching and some activities about how you can bring those pieces up and therefore be more authentic and therefore let your spirit thrive and therefore be a lot happier on the planet.
That's excellent. So why don't you think society focuses more on the human spirit?
Well, you know, I've been asking that question for a lot of years. And basically, I kind of think that society exists to sustain itself. So society has been around, you know, it's like life. I think I heard you say this once. Life moves on no matter what. It just keeps moving.
Yeah, exactly. Look back. Either.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of as life continues to move on, we continue to, we can move with it or not. But a lot of the people that seem to have structured life a long time ago, and particularly since we're a very capitalistic world, not just society, but world, then if you don't fit, you know, the intent and the effort, the school systems and all the structures and institutions on our planet are designed to continue the capitalistic view in most cases and moving people through the process of getting jobs and working for corporations and continuing the process of life moving forward as it is. And a lot of us are, I just came back from three meetings this week about changing the world from the front of the room, speakers who were given a message to change the world. And that's what we're looking at. A lot of people looking to share information that helps people who are in the robot stage see that there's other ways to live your life on the planet. You don't have to give all your time and your life to a corporation and become a robot and forget who you are. You can actually step into being yourself and have a thriving life of joy and true abundance being who you are. Now, you may not have the Rolls Royces and the mansions and all that, but sometimes joy is far more important than those material things. And it's a matter of stepping into your reality and seeing that,
Yeah, I once had a client who, she was an artist, but she was the top real estate producer in Beverly Hills. And then she got leukemia, and she said it was the best thing that ever happened to her because in her heart of hearts, she wanted to be an artist. So, of course, she had time to paint while she was undergoing chemotherapy. The leukemia went into remission, and then she donated all her paintings with art shows to Leukemia Society and everything. She felt it was the biggest blessing she had in her entire life because her she came paint and create beauty and was so locked into the money thing that she lost track of. And the leukemia actually was a wake-up call for her to find her path again, which she considered a gift that it led her to the path of what she was supposed to do in this incarnation. So, you know, a lot of people have challenges and negativity, but it's actually guiding you to get back to what you were meant to do.
Right. And in reality, people don't have to wait for the leukemia and the other slap in the face to realize it. They can just stop on their own and realize it. Because if you're not living, anyone listening, if you're not enjoying some of your gifts and talents, if you're not doing some things out of passion that you really enjoy, then something's wrong. Then you're living more of a robot. So it's time, just don't wait for the illness to come in. Stop and take a look and see where what your gifts and talents are, where your joy lies, and see how you can live within your joy. That's absolutely critical as a human being on this planet.
Yes, absolutely. I agree 100%. You know, sometimes I think we're trying to live, our capitalistic society was set up by the Industrial Revolution, and it hasn't even evolved into the information age. And I think that's the growing pains that society needs, for people to pay attention to what's going on inside, becoming more conscious inside and outside of themselves rather than plugging into a machine that actually is designed to deaden us.
You there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, Okay, I thought I heard a break there. You know, the industrial society, true, that's what happened. In the information age, part of the information that this new age is giving us is the information about spiritual perspective.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
how you can live your life by the spirit. So that's, and as we're moving into the information age, we're also moving into a more spiritual time where, as a planet, we're recognizing and more aware of things that are of a spiritual nature and the value that they have in our lives and for us as human beings and how that's part of who we are. And I'm just so thrilled to see that because it's who we are as humans. We're not robots. And
right.
the money that we make cannot go with us, and the material things we acquire has no value once we leave here. So
right, exactly.
I don't get it myself, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and for those listening who value that, it's not to not value that if that's what someone likes, they strive for a Rolls Royce or whatever, but as long as it fulfills spiritually while they have that Rolls Royce or work to that
right.
Rolls Royce, and they're happy getting to, if they feel that's their destination, or maybe they're doing philanthropic work that affords that, then that's absolutely fine. So there's no judgment about
right.
money. It's just making our dreams
right.
come true while we have time.
Right, and also living within your purpose and your destiny, because
yes.
the happiest lives, the research has shown that people who are happiest have some meaning and some purpose to their life. It's not just about making money. So it's about, you know, and of course there's nothing wrong with that and making money, but what people find so great value in is giving, as you mentioned earlier, is
absolutely,
helping other
yes.
people, is living
mm-hmm.
within their destiny, enjoying their gifts and talents and doing that. And of course having the money to do that is, you know, makes it very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly when you can help other people do that as well.
Exactly. So what can people do to know themselves better? Any of our listeners who feel out of touch with that part of their spirit that's been too busy to notice anything, are there proactive steps anyone can take just to know themselves a little bit better?
Well, I certainly encourage them to take the authenticity assessment because that will give you a view of yourself from angles maybe you hadn't thought about before.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to just briefly mention the 8 wisdom gifts, and these are part
mm-hmm.
of the legacy dimension of the gifts and of the energies of the spirit. And there are 8 areas that are called multiple gifts of intelligence, and I refer to them as wisdom gifts. Because within these 8 areas, you can find where your passion lies and ask yourself, are you living and enjoying some of this passion? So the first one is verbal. A lot of people have the gift of being verbal, and they are good. They're speakers. They are writers. So anything dealing with words, whether it's speaking or
mm-hmm.
writing or in some way doing words, the people with verbal gifts. The next
mm-hmm.
one would be visual. And visual gifts would be people who are artists, people who love color, people who are able to put jigsaw puzzles together. They can visually see patterns and see things, and they visually honor color, and color lives within them.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully they're doing something that's enabling that visual side of them to thrive. Another one is kinesthetic. These are people who like to be busy. They like to move around. These are your dancers, your sports people, other people
mm-hmm.
that are on the move all the time. If that's where your gift lies, hopefully you're doing something there. Now, a lot of children these days are kinesthetic, and they're being mislabeled as ADHD, as attention
right.
deficit
Absolutely.
Disorder and hyperactive, right, and going into chemicals. Well, I would hope that parents would take enough time to get to know the child and get to see the child's the structure of the child's school, and now analyze that before jumping to chemicals for children.
Yes.
Because sometimes
Absolutely.
Kinesthetic is just a gift. So how do you honor a gift? And just to give you an example
right.
of a kinesthetic gift, there was in the Olympics, the last Summer Olympics, there was a young guy who they had a commercial about. And when he was about 5 or 6, they were at a department store with the family. And the parents looked around, and the kid was nowhere to be found. And they finally
mm-hmm.
found him. He had found something and climbed to the top of the department store. And
mm-hmm.
most of us would have fussed and hollered at our kid, get down and all. But these parents recognized their child had a gift, and they
yeah.
trained him to be a gymnast, and he won the Olympics. So it's
yeah.
just a matter of perspective and how you honor who you are. So anyway, the next one I'm going to mention is musical. And these are people who tap their fingers, snap their fingers, listen to music, sing, write music, play instruments, things of that nature. Another one would be nature. And these are people who love to be outdoors. they learn by being outside and the energy of the nature of, and you look at different, they're very good at patterns. Because if you look at nature, you put a rock in the ocean, and there's a pattern of the waves that go out there. And
right.
So they're very good at that. Another one who's good at patterns is the gift of logical mathematical. And those are people who are not only good with numbers, but they're also good at the big picture. And they're problem solvers. They can see, you give them some details, and they can see the string of problems or the similarities with them and help you see the big picture with them. So let's see. Another one would be interpersonal. These are people who really like their social butterflies. They get along with other people very easily. They learn by being around other people. And I think it's the last one is intrapersonal, and that's people who learn by going inside. You're more intuitive people, the more private people, the more inner people, the more connected with spirit people, and they learn by going inside. So those are the gifts that people have in some degree. And when people recognize their gifts, and I have some exercises that help them to do that, and when I tell them to look at which are their top three gifts. And hopefully you're doing something, you're living your life, you're spending a great deal of your time in one or more of those three gifts. Those are the people who are happiest and the most joyful. If you're not, then it's time to reassess and reevaluate. And how can you add that? Can you add it as a hobby? Can you take some classes in the evening that enable you to put that part of yourself? Can you do some performances somewhere? How can you honor that part of yourself, that spirit that may not be honored right now?
That's excellent, excellent advice. Boy, this is fantastic. I hope you do public workshops because you're just a wealth of information, and it's so wonderful to hear you teach people to be proactive and tap into who they really are. And do you do public workshops or people you coach them one by one is preferred?
Yeah, well, I do a lot of one-on-one coaching. I do a lot of discovery coaching where I help people to see themselves, and then I pass them on to a coach who can be an accountability coach step by step. Because I'm the authentic voice doctor, so I'm the one who's kind of the diagnostician to help people recognize where they may be a little off kilter in themselves. So my public workshop is in Los Angeles every second Saturday of the month from 11 to 2. At the Vision Theater in Los Angeles. And they can find that on Meetup by just searching for Let Me Be Me. That's the name of the Meetup that we have there. And then I have another three groups that we just launched, and this week, in fact, I just got back from the third launch today. And this is the Public Speakers Association, which is an organization that helps people change the world from the front of the room. And we have three chapters in Los Angeles, and there are other chapters throughout the United States. And you can go to publicspeakersassociation.com to learn more about the organization, and then click the link for chapters to see if there's one near you or come to one of the ones in the Los Angeles area. And if you decide to join or to go to a meeting, please let them know that Norma sent you, Norma Hollis sent you. But it's a great, great opportunity for people to learn their speaking skills, to learn about the business of speaking, to increase their confidence in speaking, to listen to other keynote speakers, to have a chance to be a keynote speaker, to speak for 10 minutes and get feedback. If you're interested in doing it's a different than Toastmasters and different than International Speakers Association because we're really helping speakers understand the business of speaking. So it's speaking plus how to earn income as a speaker. Yeah.
That's
so
excellent.
That's a public meeting
I am
also.
Going
yeah.
to sign up for that one. That's great because I see myself evolving into that as I finish my next book. So I want to have it integrating my stuff plus what I've learned to share with audiences rather than just do workshops or do both. Anyway, that's fantastic.
Well, great, yeah.
Yeah, so I will definitely check that out. And how do you like people to best get in contact with you? And then I'll type this also in our live link so people can just, add the link right from my social network that I'll post in about 20 minutes.
Well, thank you. Well, certainly Facebook, Norma T. Hollis, is one way. And certainly email, which would be info@normahollis.com. And I even take phone calls, which is 323-734-7144. And then on my website, normahollis.com, not only the assessment, there's also a chance to join my email list. And then we also do free calls every Tuesday at 5 o'clock Pacific time. And these are calls all about authenticity, being more authentic, about let me be me. So anyone is welcome to. You have to register for those calls to get the dial-in number. And the link for registration is on that homepage right under the link for taking the assessment. So that would be that's an extremely valuable way. And we're just starting this year, and we're talking about intuition right now. So I'd love to have people to join the calls, yes.
Absolutely. Well, I'll put that on my LinkedIn and all my social networks that I'll share with this show and your information, Norma. We just have a couple minutes left. Is there anything else you'd like to just share, any insights or more wisdom you'd like to share? You're just a wealth of information and just so fantastic and uplifting. It's such an honor to start my new year off with such a bang with having such a fantastic guest. Is there any wisdom
you'd
is there any wisdom you'd like to leave with our people before we sign off in about 2 minutes?
Well, I'd like to encourage them to become more authentic by strengthening their ability to hear themselves and to connect with their inner voice. And one way to do that is to look at how you say to yourself in the morning, what shall I wear? Or when you say to yourself, what am I going to eat? And you always get an answer, because I haven't heard of anyone being outside naked lately, and most of us are still growing, we're eating. So look at how the answer comes. Does it come as a thought, as a feeling, as a memory, as a sensation, something in your gut? Yeah. But the way that that answer comes is a clue for how your voice speaks to you. So strengthen your voice. And when you think you feel that voice and get to know it, then you want to just ask it to confirm that it is the voice that you should be connected with. When I did that at the age of 8, what I did, I said, okay, if you're the voice I should listen to, then in the next week, show me somebody with red socks, and then someone else mentioned the word elephant in the conversation. And if that happens, then maybe I'll believe you're the right voice. And then I did the same thing 2 or 3 times again, and each time I did it, it was a confirmation. And that's when I learned very early in my life to listen to that voice, to trust it, to honor it, and to allow it to guide my life. So anyone else can put that in their lives as well. Just 2 simple things. How do you say, I'm hungry? How do you get the answer when you say, I'm hungry, or what shall I eat? And then ask the voice to confirm itself by showing you some evidence of that, and give it time to do that. And then you'll be on your way to really connecting with your human spirit and allowing it to work for you in the most thriving way possible.
That is excellent. That's absolutely wonderful. What a wonderful story, too, just to confirm that. That's so cool. I just love that. I love that. Well, I just want to let our listeners know this is Gary Stewart on Conscious Connection, and my guest today is Norma T. Hollis, who's just an amazing woman, and she's America's leading authentic voice doctor. She coaches speaking and program development. She's also the author of 10 Steps to Authenticity and The Process to Become a Professional Speaker. Her website is www.normahollis.com, and her phone number for phone contact is 323-734-7144, or you can also email her at your convenience at info@normahollis.com, normahollis.com. Well, Norma, it's been absolutely fantastic to speak to you. You're a wealth of information, and I can honestly say, just from my own personal point of view, it's just been such a joy to know you and work with you and have you participate in my workshops, and I intend to participate in yours more.
Absolutely. Thank you, Gary. It's been a joy for me, too, and I certainly enjoyed our connection and look forward to so much more. Thanks for having me as a guest.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. And to our listeners, Conscious Connection, namaste. This is Gary Stewart, and my guest today is Norma Hollis, and this will be all over my social networks within 15 minutes. So thank you again, Norma, and until we see each other again, and namaste.
Thank you, Gary. Same to you. Take care. Namaste.
My pleasure.